On this episode of Two Dudes, One Cart, John and I sit down and talk about, should we have match play in a major championship? And golf bags. What's the difference? We're going to review some this year, so sit back, relax, and enjoy this episode of Two Dudes, One Cart. Well, here we are again in the wonderful state of Indiana, where it appears that the weather is turning for the better. Unfortunately, we keep getting predicted monsoon weather at some point, but it keeps drifting away and coming back. But other than that, John, how you doing? How's your day going? And how's your game?
Doing wonderful, man. You know, just another lovely week in Indiana. 70s, though. So we'll take it. Everything's green. That's for sure.
Yeah, I don't, you know, yesterday they were showing, I don't know, Sunday night they were showing like 88% chance of rain. Then it went to 83% for Monday. And then it more or less drizzled for the most part, rained a little bit early morning, and then turned out to be a pretty wonderful day. The wind really didn't kick up till what, maybe 3:30, 4 o'clock. It started getting a little blustery here and there, but
yeah, I played a little golf outing yesterday, four-man scramble for the Humane Society of Boone County. So it was nice at GCI, Golf Club of Indiana. Overcast, slight mist at times, and then wind pick up in the last hour, really, but nothing terrible.
Yeah, I was out there with the Golf Week Tour at Sagamore. I have not posted my round wrap-up video. My phone went dead. I was charging it on the way home. I don't know what I left GPS on, even though I had I've got one of those Bluetooth ringer I had in my pocket, so I don't know what I had running GPS-wise, but killed my phone. Spoiler alert, did not go well.
Wasn't a champion?
No. Man, it was just a bad day. I was just took a lot of bad bounces. Been really working on what my teacher Taylor Fletcher has been trying to get me to do, as I realized when I took some videos of me just swinging out in the yard that I was not doing anything. He had helped me get through. So a lot of people out there may have this problem to where you do a sway a little bit more than a turn.
Huh.
And you tilt a little bit towards the target instead of, you know, you're supposed to tilt away from the target a little bit and turn through it and shift your weight. Probably not the time to work on it at Sagamore. You know,
not the place.
I was striking the ball very well, but I was directionally challenged because I was really focusing on trying not to get try to get that sway out of there. It cost me. Played very, very bad. You know, just is what it is. It comes with the territory. We'll get the ship righted. But course was in great condition. Greens were great. There was, you know, like there was nothing to blame it on other than the lack freaking talent for your boy yesterday.
Yeah, I get it. I get it, man. I didn't I saw that there were some good scores in like all five flights. Like even D flight broke 90 out there, I think. So there were some guys that were playing.
The storm that was going around because there was live scoring is that a guy in C flight basically beat everybody but the champ flight.
Yeah.
But I mean, his scores didn't really show that coming up to there. He had some 93s, some 98, some 108.
Yes, had a day.
Just had a day, and that's fine. I don't disagree with that. You can have a day, and that's a great place to have a day at.
Yeah.
So it was
it
was a good time. It was, like I said, conditions were great. People were great. Everything was there to have a good day. I broke out the yellow alligator belt, put the G4 Masters editions on. I had everything ready. I was primed to get a good pick with a trophy. Yeah.
Saw the belt, man. I thought the belt was going to do it for you.
It in fact did not. But look good, be a good partner. Those are the major things for me to get by right now, because sometimes the play just ain't there.
Yeah, I mean, we all been there. I didn't play that great yesterday. I mean, I hit my wedges were on the green, which was good. It was one of those gimmicky scrambles where we had 4 yardsticks, 8 mulligans. Our one player played from the had to wear a hula skirt, but got to play from the very forward tees. I mean, I
Well,
just couldn't. My drives, I was blocking most of my shots right. Started off with a little bit of a slice, but I've been playing this draw ever since I started going to Jeremy this year, and it was gone. And then by the back nine, the last 9 holes, I should say, because we started on 8, like I got them straight, but they were still right. And then finally, like the last 2 holes, I hit my draw. I'm like, wow, that took 16 holes to get this thing dialed in.
yeah,
So,
I
but.
had I mean, I hit some. I was struggling a little bit off the tee, but man, like on, hole two at Sagamore, you have that, it's that dog leg right. You got
Yeah.
trees on the left, you're down the hill. There's that big tree on the right. I flew every one of those trees on the right, hitting a draw. I had like 165 in. I was mashing when I would, but it was just infrequent. I
Yeah.
had like four like really long drives where that everybody was, 20, 30 yards behind me. I was crushing it. And then I had others I did not, where I
Yeah,
took out
then
my
the real
trusty,
Steve showed up.
well, I took out my trusty 3 wood a couple times, and just I just it's I was so in between on that iron swing and trying to stay behind it, and but it is what
Yeah.
it is. It's behind me now.
Yeah, I stuck one approach from like 165 to like 3 feet, which was nice. Got to use a yardstick, so we got a 2 for a 4 on a par 4, net eagle. And then when we didn't have a bogey, we didn't have a par, everything was birdie or better. Shot 26 under and lost by 5. And we were like, man, yeah, we got a hole in one on a hole because we use the yardstick. We got a 2 on a par 4 because we use the yardstick. I go, man, we're gonna be killing this thing. Nope.
You know how it goes, bud.
Yeah, those
But
benefit tournaments that you don't win anything at.
it's for charity.
Yeah.
You had a good time. That's the big part, but
Yeah, the one guy from the ladies' tees did hit the cart path on the long drive hole. We had a driver 70 yards out on a par 5, which felt good.
nice.
Still made just eagle, but yeah, I mean, can't beat it.
John, so we're coming up on the Players Championship this week. My question to you is, what could the PGA of America do to give the PGA Championship, I don't know if I would say suspense, but it just doesn't have the clout or the weight of, say, the Masters or the US Open. Some may place it before the British Open, some may place it before the US Open, but I really don't, I really think that's a stretch to put it before the Masters or the US Open. Quite frankly, it's a stretch for me to put it in front of the British, even though I'm not an open fan.
Yeah,
You know,
just
if
the
it now
open.
if it's at St. Andrews and Carnoustie, if it's at places like that, the Open's got a little bit different flavor because it's got a little bit different history.
Yeah.
But
Yeah,
what
I'm
would
not
you
a big
s
open fan. I mean, I'm not a huge championship fan. I mean, unless when Phil won it a couple of years back, that was awesome.
But what would you say if the PGA Championship was match play?
I mean, I wouldn't say anything. I think it'd be fun, just something different. I mean, I think they need to change up some of the events anyway, from just strictly 4 rounds of golf to match play. team golf, 666, or a day a two man one best, a day a two man alternate shot, and just do some other stuff.
Well, you get the Zurich,
Yeah.
which is a team event, which is, alternate shot, but I even thought about what about the tour championship if it was match play? Like you broke, so you could have a little bracketology type setup, or even at the PGA Championship, which makes that cool is just because of the you could have a suspense, or
Yeah.
you could have a day where you get the old Bob May, Tiger Woods, you get whatever Kisner v. Scheffler or Joel Damon v. Kisner. I mean, you don't know the way those brackets break down. You could get some wild matchups to end that thing.
Yeah. I mean, I think it'd keep it. I mean, I think it would be cool to see. I just don't know, right, what it would be like. I mean, I do like to watch that Texas, the match play event in Texas that they do, and I think it's in San Antonio.
That's gone. The one they used to do at Austin Country Club, that was last year, I think was the last year for that. So
Yeah.
now
I always love that one.
there's no match play. I love that course too. That course is
Yeah.
great on TV. Austin Country Club, shout out. If anybody there is listening, me and John will get flights directly down there if you can get us on. But there's no match play anymore on the PGA Tour,
Yeah,
which
sad.
is kind of sad. I don't know what the viewership was for that, but
I love match play myself. Playing match play is fun for me. Watching match play is fun because it's a different game, a little bit different strategy. There's some mental things that you can do. I mean, Kisner was a great match play player. Kuchar was a good match play player. Sergio, I mean, you name some of the guys that were better in those types of tournaments always seem to come through. So yeah, it's unfortunate, you know.
But what would you think? Where would you sit on if they said, hey, just next year we're going to do match play for the PGA Championship? Are you more apt to watch that or less
Yeah,
or the
it's still
same?
probably a tournament I wouldn't watch on Thursday and Friday. You know, I'd check in on Saturday, you know, watch it here and there, and then on Sunday afternoon, I'd want to make sure I'm watching it.
I'm on the fence, but I really think it's one of those one if it's set up right, it turns out to be, somewhat like NCAA basketball or whatever, now how the college football playoff system is. But if you have if your brackets are set up right on Thursday, maybe you're not watching it, but
Yeah.
maybe it's on in the background, you're like, holy crap,
Yeah, checking some scores.
Drew Lowry in the second round.
Yeah.
One of these guys is going to be out, or what, how the brackets fall out. I think it could help. I think of all the majors, the PGA Championship is probably the one that's like, I don't know how many people really tune in for it until last day, until maybe Saturday afternoon, you kick it on just to see where everybody's going to come in on Sunday.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just thought I would throw it out there just to, get your point of view, and because we got to do our picks. We both pretty much swung and missed on the Masters.
Yeah.
No better segue, John. Who's your pick for the PGA Championship? Give me a winner and a dark horse.
My dark horse, I already know it's going to be Jordan Spieth.
Okay.
I think he's going to get the Grand Slam. And then I'm going to probably go with Oberg. I think he's due. Like, he's just got to get one of these in there.
My dark horse is gonna probably be Justin Thomas. And I'm rolling with Scheffler after seeing him
Yeah.
way he put on display. He looks like he's rounding into form right at the right time.
Yeah, he put on a clinic, that's for sure.
I think you're gonna see two live guys probably in the I'm gonna say within the top 15. I really think you're gonna see something out of Bryson, and I'm hoping you see something out of Brooks. I think Brooks really steps it up in here. So yeah, those are mine, and then I'd like to see something out of DJ, but he's just never really sparked it up in the PGA Championship. I'm looking for big
He hasn't
things out of
sparked
him.
anything up besides some weed, I think. So,
Well, I'm looking to see. I'd like to see some big things out of him at whatchamacallit for the U.S. Open this year.
yeah. Well, I mean, Keegan Bradley's won the PGA Championship. Jason Day's won a PGA Championship. Duffner.
I believe me, I want to pick
Koepka's
Keegan.
got what, three?
But if Keegan wins,
That'd be
I
insane.
mean, he's on the Ryder Cup. He's on
Yeah.
the team, and I just it makes me so mad that this is the year. This was
Yeah.
I love him as a captain, but this was not the year for him to be captain.
Yeah.
He's been playing so well, building up the last couple of years, that he would have played right on that thing.
I mean, Koepka's won three, so you can't really knock him out of it.
Oh, I get
He's
it, but I.
won the most out of anybody that's in the field right now. Phil Mickelson, Justin Thomas are at two, Rory's at two. So you just never really know right there. I mean, I don't see Phil doing it, but Koepka, I mean, gosh, if you could just see him in another championship just sinking in the deal for number four, it'd be pretty monumental.
I would, well, that would give him, does that give him six overall major championships if he
Think
was to win it?
so.
Huh?
I think so.
Yeah. So I don't know. Those are just mine. I think that, I think Scheffler's, I think he's right there. I think he's coming into form right at the right time. And I think that, I picked JT because, obviously both JT and Keegan's fathers are both PGA professionals, and I know it means a lot to both of them
Yeah.
to win the PGA Championship. But that's where I'm rolling with. I want to pick Brooks. I love seeing Brooks up there. I don't care where he's playing, what tour he
Yeah.
plays on. When he turns it on, man, in the majors, it's just good golf. It looks good. He looks unfazed. But I just haven't
Yeah.
seen enough from him this year to go, I'm taking Koepka. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean they have, I mean Friday and Saturday around they could get some rain.
Oh,
So that'll,
they shut down anybody on the course as far as spectators today.
oh yeah, I saw, and they resumed play finally, but so I think that'll help the longer guys because then get more aggressive with the tee ball because they're not having to run out. But that thick, if it's gonna be wet and that thick, it's gonna be nasty.
Yes, sir, it is. Well, John, another thing I wanted to touch on, we're gonna do some reviews on golf bags. What do you think? And when John moseys up to the internet and starts looking at golf bags, what particular things do you look at? Or even let's say we have some guys out here that are looking for a new golf bag. Now, are you budget minded? Are you do you look at quality? What's your typical budget look like? And what forms or different things, different pockets, what are you looking for when you're looking at a golf bag?
Yeah, so I mean, I think quality and price have to merge somewhere in a comfortable range, but 300 to 500 is probably right in the sweet spot. I like the 14-way dividers. I just think it keeps the clubs clean. I like the way they look.
Reach, brother. Me too.
I like to have an insulated pouch for water bottle or whatever. I like to have a valuables pouch. I like some of the pouches to be magnetic, so it's easy in, especially like the smaller ones that you can put your golf balls or tees or divot tools in. I don't like them thick. I like them more of a player stand bag style. I don't want too many crazy pockets. More of a minimalist view, with decent storage. But I mean, I love the vessels. The name recognition's awesome, right? I love Sun to Mountain bags. I just think they're well built. They have normally have good color schemes. Haven't had any fail. Hate zippers that crap out, so I want to make sure the zippers are heavy duty, but it's more a color scheme and overall quality, I think, which gets you up closer to the $400 or $500 range, you know. But
Well, you've had what? You've had who's you've got the Scotty bag. You've had a Scotty bag, right?
yep, I've had the Scotty Cameron bag. I've had the Scotty Stand bag, Players Tour bag, the Players Tour Stand bag, which was expensive. One that I got customized my name on it. I have the Sun Mountain bag right now with the 14 ways players, whatever, 4.5 or whatever their standard is. I really like that bag. I've had a Maxfli bag, I've had an Agio bag. That might be about it.
What is that? What is the material that those bags that I can't remember that name of the material that stuff's made out of. I that like all the Titleist bag. Like I've had Titleist bags. I've had I've had Sun Mountain.
Yeah, Ghost.
Yeah, I've got Ghost, and we'll be unboxing the Vessel Player Stand bag. I'll be putting that out for us. Because I really wanted to compare those two. I mean,
Yeah.
the Ghost bag's pretty money.
Yeah.
I
Seems a
think
little bit bigger.
it's a little a touch heavier than the Vessel bag is.
Yep.
So I'll weigh those and we'll do the video on that. But I know on the other ones, with the zippers and that, I want to say it's Teflon. I can't remember what that damn material is, though. It's not like a plastic, but you know what I'm
Yeah.
talking about. Everybody will know. It's the standard stuff the golf bags are made out of.
Yeah.
And I've had some problem with those only on, I wouldn't say off brand, but some of them where they start to fray a little bit. And the
Yeah.
zippers sometimes get jacked up. I've had those get jacked up on
Yeah. I
Titleist
would say you
bags.
stuff your bag more than most people stuff their bag, though.
I do.
Yeah, I would say.
I do on a trip. Sometimes I forget to
Yeah.
take some of that stuff out, but I'm just curious what you thought. We've got a lot of listeners out there that some are new to golf. Some are looking, maybe looking at bags. I think it's a cool thing to do is to talk about the ups and downs of some bags. You like to have, I like the side cooler pockets also where you can
Yeah.
kind of stick a water bottle in there and that's a little bit insulated.
Yeah.
I like in the valuables pouch where they have something where you can kind of hook your keys on. That way, if for some reason, your wallet's in there and you leave it unzipped, you don't have to worry about crap, your keys falling out. I do love, like you said, I love the magnetic pouches just for easy jump in there,
Yeah.
especially for me for re-tee to get another
Yeah.
ball out.
Yeah, you don't have to unzip it.
Yeah, I like that, there's nothing worse than walking over to get another ball and you have to hear the zipper come open too. There's
Yeah.
like you might as well take your pants down. But I like a good I like the 14 way. I really love stand bag. You see some guys with standard cart bags, which okay, those are great if you're always in a cart, but I tell you what, most places you go to, probably almost 100%, and you're on the range. You're going to carry your bag over. You're taking one, at least you can take your stand bag, stand it up. And it works great if you just go to the range, just work on your game,
Yep.
or you go to sim, go to
Yep.
simulator.
The stand bags are pretty versatile. I think Sun Mountain pretty much figured out that C230 they had. So it was a cart bag with the stand legs that were minimal legs, but it's just for things like that. You take it off the cart, you got to set it down, pay up, or you're about ready to load it in your car. You don't want to just stand it on the bottom of the cart. So I really like those. I had that bag. Wouldn't want to carry it, but it was nice when I was taking it on and off, offloading and stuff like that.
You know, another million-dollar idea I'm going to give away here. If somebody would just make a pencil bag that will completely collapse down to where it would fit in the side pocket of your bag. So when you go somewhere and they go, "Oh, it's cart path only," you pull that sucker out, drop your clubs in, got a little
Yeah.
shoulder strap, and carry it out there.
It's
Maybe
out
put
there.
some,
I saw it.
yeah, maybe put some magnets on the side of it so you can slap it on the side of the cart.
It's got a little C hook on the top of the pencil bag. So it just hangs on the back of your bag on those cart path only days. Holds like three clubs, four clubs.
And I also want to give a shout out, if I can get this in there, Good Boys.
Yep. Alex Pratt, we
If you're
appreciate you,
out
buddy.
there, if you're out there and you want to go, and they're not a sponsor of the show yet, but I'm telling you what, the Good Boys and the Arnold Palmers,
Yep.
great on the course beverages, not high in alcohol, 4.5%, and they taste great. Zero
They do.
carbs.
Yeah.
They're great.
Yep. Alex Pratt up in Southwest Michigan started that company. Check him out on all of his social medias. They're great. The lemonade ones are good. The half and halves are good. The peach one I'm not a fan of, but Tex loved the peach
I like the
one.
peach myself. Yep.
Yeah. So. They got plenty of flavors, and like you said, it's a nice on the course refreshment that's not going to weigh you down or get you too squirrely.
Yep. My new wedges arrived.
What'd you get?
I got the Cleveland RTZs tour
Wow.
rack finish.
Torac. Okay.
Well, because I like that. I like it where they rust a little bit. I just like the look.
Yeah.
Shout out to Joe Borek out there at Maple Hill. Got me taken care of. Got them. The Cleveland is a little bit behind right now. Took a little bit of time to get here. Not the normal super expedited speed of Maple Hill, but doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I was happy to see those babies arrive. Going to do a little review on those. They look great. I went with some adapt grinds and some full face action. So, looking forward to that.
Yeah, I think a lot of people have been going to back to Cleveland for wedges. It was Vokey this, Vokey that, Vokey this. I think over the probably the past 3 years, Cleveland made a stance and they're like, hey, we want to be like the pinnacle of wedges again. I think they're doing a good job.
It is, it's hard for the consumer when you're looking at wedges. Cleveland makes a great wedge, obviously. Callaway makes a great wedge. Titleist obviously makes a great wedge. But my thing was, I don't know why, I just always struggled with Vokey wedges. I don't know if it's head weighting. I don't know. I'm sure if I went and somebody did some fitting, they could handle whatever my issue is, but I just struggle with them for some reason.
Yeah.
Mizuno, everybody makes great wedges. It's hard to buy a bad wedge. I think where the problem occurs is get the most help you can, especially if you're just starting out in golf.
Yeah.
You know, don't be afraid to get a more of a game improvement wedge. There's no reason for you to struggle out of the bunker. I mean, you have everything. I'm a big fan of the high toe wedges. That's kind of why I went with this adapt grind, for the way that it moves through the turf. Don't buy into tour grade equipment. You know, if you're just starting out, get you the most gains you can get and use
Yeah, you
them.
don't need a $220 wedge off the rack.
No, because you're, I mean, there is a lot they can do, don't get me wrong. But
First, you gotta learn how to hit those things.
yeah, and people go, "Oh man, I hit a great wedge." And I'm telling you what, right now, when I went and watched these tour players hit wedges, I for a fact know I probably hit three good wedge shots in my life, judging by the sound of the ball coming off their
Yeah.
clubs. Hard to say that. I don't think I've played with anybody that's ever hit a wedge the way I've heard the guys on the tour hit them. I mean, it's just a different game.
Yeah, that's a different level. I'm kind of a sore subject because my wedges haven't been the greatest, but I did go see Jeremy Allen and got me not blading or chunking them anymore, so that's good.
Yeah, but that's all you can do. But you know, we have 9 to 5 jobs, if you will. You know, you can't, you know, I don't have time to spend 7 hours or 6 hours on the range hitting chips, and you know, it just it is what it is. I take what I got and go to the course and play the best I can, and sometimes good, sometimes shit.
I get it. I get it.
And that's just that's the way this game works. And I, you know, I don't, I, if people look at, if you get on, you look at strokes gained and you look at stuff like that and you really analyze, this is where I think everybody should analyze data, is like we posted and like we said in our last show that par threes that are 160 yards play above par on the PGA Tour. I think everybody should really think about that and really think about that when you're 160 yards out in the fairway. And look at the numbers on 160 to 145 yards in, or look at the average make percentage on putts that are over 6 feet, or you know, and realize that a lot of times if you land on a green from 150 yards out and you got a 20-foot putt, that's a great shot.
Aim at the middle of the green and just hope you're somewhere on that green.
Well, and I think everybody, including myself, including you, including everybody we play with, that you hit a shot and you're like, ugh, and you're like, no, that's technically that's a really, really good shot. You know, it's it, and you, sometimes you don't realize that you can be playing well enough and you put one 25 feet out, that's a tour quality shot. You know, and I think that takes a lot of stress off everybody's game, because one, you're doing that and you're a weekend warrior golfer, and those the PGA guys, that's their job. You know, that's in effect their job. They're doing that. They're you know, they got trainers, they're hitting the gym, they're going out there working on their game 4 or 5 days a week, if not more. I mean, just control your expectations and your day is going to be a lot better. You know, if you can play the game with double bogey avoidance, if
It's
you
a good
can do
day.
that, your scores are obviously going to improve. It's you're never gonna you're not gonna get away from them. You know, it's gonna happen, but playing to your strength, I think that's another big thing, is that we've this long bomber stuff, and I know that that's a lot from data now, that whenever you can hit driver. And that's true. You know, if you look at decade golf though, and you realize, well, if you're hitting your driver like this and your fairway, if you know, go to Google Earth and you measure the fairway and say hole number six at wherever you're gonna play pinches into 30 yards wide and your miss is 45 yards with your driver, don't hit your driver. Hit your 3 wood, hit whatever you can hit in the hit into the fairway. That's the difference that people don't understand. Yeah, you want to hit it down there as far as you can. Okay, but if you're going to go 15, 20 yards into the rough, and you know, maybe 5 yards of that is rough and the other 10, 12 yards is heather, that's not the play. that's not the play. You're following the wrong advice. They're telling you to hit it down there when you have a reasonable miss, not an unreasonable miss. So I think that everybody, if you look at that, I think that changes the game. You know, I spent a lot of time when I was playing so bad, I spent a lot of time thinking about that, trying to hit the ball into different spots and, you know, working on my game when I knew there was absolutely no shot I was gonna make a run, if you will.
Yeah, I think we've all been there.
Yeah, and I don't, and I think that's great. You know, I wasn't. You know, I wasn't upset about it. I was just like, well, today's not, so I told those guys, I go, today ain't my day, you know, and I hit some really good shots. I hit some long bunker shots, almost holed out. I mean, had just walk up, kick it in with my foot. Made some good putts. I made a lot of good approach shots, and guys are just looking at me. I'm like, it's not that it's not in there that I can't play this game just today. Today just is not my day.
Can't pull it together. I get it. Well, it's like Saturday I played in the opening Yulin's men's club tournament. We played 6-6-6, so 3 6-hole matches, match play. End up winning my flight, beat three guys out of mine, get to match play, start on hole 16. It's a little 290-yard par four, little 7-iron draw shot, hit it to like 110, perfect little hook around the corner, take out the 54 and 20 yards over the green. End up taking six and was the first one out of the match. So made the shootout and couldn't pull through. And it's like, man, I've been playing pretty decent all day. Get a little nerves, a little pressure on the line, and I just a little thin.
Yeah, that was me. First hole at Sagamore, we started on 9. So 9 at Sagamore is, I wouldn't say you have to play there to understand it, but there's some bunkers that you're looking at on your right, and it looks like there's no fairway over there, but you can kind of play over those bunkers, and the fairway kind of jogs right, jogs left to the green. So it's not a bad hole. It's just knowing where to go. I hit a night. I teed up low, hit a nice cut over the edge of that bunker, knocked it, just rolled it right down there. I had 80 some yards to the pin, and proceeded to miss the green with my 60, and ended up with a bogey.
How
Missed,
it goes.
putt. The greens were not as fast as I was anticipating.
Yeah.
So it had a lot more break, and it just, that's just the way it works. But all the keys are there. I just got to get
Yeah.
them all in the same ring.
Yeah, gotta link them up. I mean, that's how GCI was too. The greens were slower than what I'm used to. So as soon as they started dying, they'd start to fishtail and hook pretty bad. So I definitely like playing nicer courses. I think Bryson was right. Like if you play a place with nice, fast greens, I think you're going to have a better time once you figure out the speed.
And normally I think with the little bit of rain we had in the morning kind of slowed them down at Sagamore. But I mean, everything was in phenomenal shape. I didn't see anything that was out of place or not right. They just weren't what I was used to, and that's my own fault. It's not hard to make up for that. As the day went on, I was rolling them just fine. I just had a bunch that were. That's all them guys kept saying. I don't think I've seen a putt of yours that didn't look like it was going to go in. And I go, I know they're just not, it's just not falling. That's just,
Yeah.
that's golf. That just is the way it is, man.
Yeah, I get it.
But I love that course. And that's the only thing that irritates me. I love playing there. Love the layout. It's generally one of those places I go in there and I'm in the 80s. I feel comfortable there and just.
Comfortable and confident helps out big time.
Yeah, but when you crap the bed, it's kind of like a
Can
gut
go
punch.
south quick, double-edged
Yeah.
sword, right?
So, what's next on your agenda to play? Is this Sun? This is our Sunday, is it
This is
not?
our Sunday.
Oh
Yep,
crap! I
over at Purgatory.
Ooh.
Yep, got a little match. Saturday, I got a 36-hole day up in South Bend. So I got a busy weekend of golf. Was gonna play in the Bush League tonight, but I didn't want to chance it with the rain and get out there and be stuck in that. Don't think I am playing Thursday. I'm not playing in the choose up this week on Thursday. Work's kind of been slammed. So yeah. Kind of stinks. I'm gonna have to wait and push it all, slam it all during this weekend. So,
I got to get back out there. I got to get playing. We've talked about in the past, that's where I get most of my game rolling, is getting out and playing on the course, and not necessarily working on things, but just getting out there and getting more rounds under my belt. I think I'm at
I think
eight
that just
rounds now.
clicked for me. You know, I haven't really practiced in the past 3 weeks besides when I went out and got that lesson from Jeremy. I need to make an adamant a point of at least hitting the range once this week and just working on hitting shots or
Well,
go down.
I think we're similar in a lot of ways like that. I think if you're, it's for me, it's not in the range. It's just playing, and a lot of that is, just getting out there and just getting some rounds under your belt, some more consistency. I can go and beat balls at the range all day, and I mean, I was hitting them great on the range, which I knew I was probably in for a
A
bad day
treat.
when that happened. I was like, great, here I am, just whoop, whoop, lacing one after another, cutting a four iron, driving a
This
four
is
iron.
easy.
Yeah, easy game, but that's how it happens, man. That's it in a nutshell. So, well, everybody, I hope you like, subscribe, and follow. If you'd like to hear some things or some certain things you want us to talk about, reach out. You want to come on the show, reach out. I know for a fact that we have some new listeners, guys that I've met on the Golf Week Tour, and some guys from the USAM Tour. I know they've reached out to me and say, hey man, I like the show. That's the things we like to hear. As always, John, it's always a pleasure, and I look forward to teeing it up with you Sunday, bud.
Yeah, can't wait to be out there, buddy.
Yeah, this will be one of our sheesh, like a couple rounds. Like, this is only, is this going to be like our second round together or third round together?
Yeah, I don't even know.
Yeah,
Might
it's
be the
been.
first round.
It
Feels
might,
like.
yeah, in the state, you're right. In the state, it will be. Well, actually, it might be our first round in in the same group. I should take that back. So great. We'll have ourselves a match. Looking forward to it. And like I said, everybody, we appreciate you listening. And stay tuned, John.
Yes,
As
sir.
always, I appreciate it, bud.
Yes, sir.
Talk to you later.